Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, June the 22nd of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we want to talk about really laying the foundation of the moving forward as far as with the audio shows and also with the over and understanding of how this universe works. One of the most important things, brothers and sisters, when it comes to understanding and being effective in this dimension is this process of self-analyzation that we all go through. And if we don't engage in and if you're not a part of the process of self-analyzation, what we find happening is we find ourselves not growing or not moving forward. So it is the process of self-analyzation, of analyzing yourself or working out your own salvation or removing that beam that is in your own eye instead of looking at the speck that's in your brother's eye. So moving forward, what we'll be doing is won't be using this particular venue any longer to do my in-depth didactic teachings. So instead of using Blog Talk, Spreaker, AnyMeeting.com, Blue Letter, not Blue Letter, but the TubeMogul, to do the Blog Talk shows or to do these shows, we'll be going with the conference call format. So moving forward, what we'll be doing is I'll be making announcements on this particular venue, but when it comes to the in-depth teachings, those will be done, again, on a pay-per-view type basis, again, moving forward, because one of the things we've got to be careful of, one of the things that I got to be careful of is when we become overwhelmed. Anytime you do something and you get overwhelmed, it's because you're giving and you're giving and you're giving, but you're not getting anything back. And what happens to men when men do that, it does something different to men than it does to women. Also, when we're giving, there are seven keys to life. And if we violate those keys to life, and life for me consists of four areas: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So those seven keys, again, that's going to be a seven-part series that I'll be doing on, again, the pay-per-view channel. What I would highly recommend, again, is that everyone join the Eagles Club. So that way you get access to these pay-per-view meetings at no cost. Now, the weekly sessions that I'll be doing, there's no cost for the members of my Eagles Club. The cost is $25 to join. Just simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com and make a donation for $25. That makes you a member of the Eagles Club. Now, there are some benefits to being a member of the Eagles Club, so that way you can take advantage of what we're going to be discussing. For example, my series that I'm getting ready to start about Paul. We're going to break down Paul, whether it's an apostle, false prophet. We're going to talk about how to reparent yourself. Another part of the series is how to heal negative emotions, those negative emotions that are buried underneath, how to uncover those negative emotions. So we've got a lot of great classes and great shows scheduled. In order to participate in those classes, again, the format is changing. So instead of using this Blog Talk channel and stuff, we're going to the private conference call, so that way people can stop violating spiritual law. I can stop violating spiritual law, because nothing in life is free. So give, and it shall be given unto you. There's, like in the Full Metal Alchemist, the law of equivalent exchange. That's the same thing as giving and receiving. See, what happens whenever you violate the law of equivalent exchange, you become overwhelmed, because what happens is you give more than you receive. And so you will find yourself being overwhelmed. You will find yourself being very stressed. So when men are very stressed, this is what a man will do. When men become stressed, they do exactly what I did. You get tunnel vision on success. You become driven by success. So when a man is overwhelmed, he's driven to be successful, because he's overwhelmed. He got problems. He got an underlying emotional need that hasn't been met. So he hides that emotional need by focusing on his success. When a woman is overwhelmed and her emotional needs are not being met, the woman focuses on being perfect. She tries to be perfect in all areas of her life. She tries to be perfect, especially in the area of relationship. So you can always tell a woman who is stressed, who has been giving and giving and giving, because she is violating the law of exchange. She is violating the law of giving and receiving. And so if you are a woman, you can't just give your love, your time, your worth, and your value to any man that doesn't value you and give back to you. So if you're giving and you're not receiving anything back, then if you continue to do that, you are a willing participant. That means you become an enabler. So what I have done is I have become an enabler in the area of knowledge, gnosis, or esoteric didactic teaching. So I have enabled you not to receive by not requiring you to do your part. Let me say that again. By doing these blog talk shows and doing these free shows where anybody can just log online. Now, I got like just this morning, I've gotten about 10 emails of different people who've been to different venues. It could be iTunes. They could download it onto the Android. And so I got 2,000 shows out there floating around of different people who email me and contact me all the time and tell me what a great asset and how this show has helped them. And I haven't received anything in return. So the question you should be asking yourself, whose fault is that? Is it their fault? No, it's not their fault because I never ask. And so now that ship has sailed. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, because all problems in your life are stemming from violation of spiritual law. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so I've been financially struggling, or I've been feeling overwhelmed, or I've been feeling underpaid, or I've been feeling like, okay, maybe this is not my mission or my purpose because I'm not getting anything out of it. So I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm giving, but I'm not getting anything in return for my effort. And the reason that I'm not getting anything in return for my effort is because I haven't asked and I don't require. Let me say it again. Women, very important. You're giving and you're giving and you don't require anything. Men, you're married to a woman that's giving and she's not requiring you to do anything, you might want to just step up and start doing it yourself. Otherwise, you will find yourself in a relationship with someone who's burnt out. Or you'll find yourself in a business. Or you'll find yourself living your dream. And you'll find yourself hating the very thing that you love. And so if we don't understand these basic things that are placed in our life by the Creator to assist us so that way we can be successful. But we're so busy running fast and trying to get there, we are on this treadmill of life. So everything that happens in your life is your fault. You ordered it, but you don't know how you order it. You order it by ignoring spiritual law or by applying spiritual law. In my case, I ordered my current situation in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So everything in my life is the result of exactly what I ordered. So before I can fix others, I have to fix myself. And so this past weekend, I've laid down the things that I needed to do to fine-tune my life. It's very important that you are fine-tuning your life as well, because nothing in life is free. That's spiritual law. And so if you don't understand that spiritual law, you're going to violate it. And if you violate that spiritual law, unfortunately, you're going to succumb to it. It's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is really not the law of gravity is not racist. The law of gravity doesn't choose size. The law of gravity, again, applies to everyone. It's universal. This is universal law we're talking about. So the law of equivalent exchange is universal. The law of equivalent exchange states that you cannot gain anything without first giving something in return. To obtain something of equal value, something of equal value must be given. Let me say it again. The law of equivalent exchange. To obtain something of equal value must be given. Let me say it again. Somebody is trying to receive something without giving something of equal value. So if you don't give something, something's going to be taken from you of equal value. And so it's important that you structure your business, that you structure. Again, four areas of your life has to be structured in a way that you give. But you can't give to something that you don't respect. So that is one of the seven keys to the four areas of life. So let me make sure that, you're in a relationship with somebody, but you don't respect them. So therefore, you don't give. You disrespect them. And you wonder why your life is not successful. It's because you are violating universal spiritual law. And so one of the ways for me to stop violating spiritual law so that way I can stop feeling like I am being taken advantage of, or like I'm just giving away things for free, or that I'm being underpaid. Well, the Eagles Club is one of the ways to do that. And so instead of doing shows on here, I will come on Blog Talk every once in a while to give to let people know that I have transferred. So all of these 5,000 listeners that I have on Blog Talk, when you guys hear this, you need to go over to my website at masterteacher33.com. That website, again, is masterteacher33.com. You can also email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why? So you can take advantage of the Eagles Club. Monthly dues are $25 a month. So at the first of every month, $25, that gives you access to the free daily shows. So I will send you out the conference call number and the conference ID number so that way you can listen into the shows. And if you like, I will send you the download so you can download the show all for $25 a month. And you get 50% off of the series that I do. So I usually do one series, usually every other week, so like two series a month. Now, the next series that I was getting ready to do was going to be on Apostle Paul. But I'm thinking I'm going to do the series on what I'm going through right now because it's fresh, it's hot off the dome, and it's something that everybody needs because everybody's in a relationship. Everybody is concerned with their health. Everybody is concerned with their wealth, and everybody needs to understand spiritual law. And so there are seven keys to life, and we are all violating those seven keys. And so the reason that my life is in the predicament that it was in is I violated these seven keys. And what I find out when I talk to people is everybody else is doing the same thing, and everybody else's life is miserable. So I said, well, instead of me hanging on to this knowledge, I'm going to share it. And so the seven keys to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships is I think we'll be starting that series on Friday. Again, the cost for normal is $199. Cost for Eagles Club members, again, is $100. Once you make the $25 donation, and then I also have a sliding scale for the people who enroll in the class early. So you get a discount on the cost of all of the programs if you are an Eagles Club member. Now, for people that are not a part of the Eagles Club, then you just pay the full price for any one of the series, and I will no longer make my shows available to the general public. From now on, every show that I do is private. The only way you can listen to any of my shows is if you're a member of the Eagles Club, because I'm no longer going to violate spiritual law. So I'm giving, but I'm not requiring you to give. And then I'm wondering why I'm feeling underpaid or underappreciated. So it is my fault for not asking. It is my fault for not requiring. And so what area of your life are you giving and you feeling underpaid in? What area of your life are you been giving and you feel undervalued? You don't feel respected. You don't feel cherished. You don't feel loved. You feel like you're being taken advantage of. If you don't reprogram yourself by reparenting yourself, that's right, you got to be your own parent now to heal those negative feelings and negative emotions. We're going to break that down for you at a later study. You see, when you allow yourself to get overwhelmed, then you focus, if you're a man, you're driven by success. Because that's the only way to compensate for that hole that's in your heart. If you're a woman, you're driven by perfection. You want to be perfect. You want to look perfect. You want to be a perfect mate. You want to have a perfect child. You want to have your perfect home. You want to cook the perfect meal. You're driven by perfection if you are a woman and you're overwhelmed. But you see, my brothers and sisters, there is a solution to these issues and these problems. And so we got to go deeper into didactic study so that way you can understand, just like we just did with the Christos, by breaking that down didactically. And so my time here on Blog Talk has been great. It's been a good, 5 years. I got over 2,000 shows here on Blog Talk Radio, on Spreaker, on Any Meeting, Tube Mogul. But I will no longer be doing that particular venue. I will no longer be just giving away my services for free. Because, again, I want to make sure that I am not enabling you not to be blessed. That I am not propping you, I'm not supporting you not to be who God has called, gifted, and designed you to be. So everything must be done decent and in order. If we do not slow down and heal, you have to heal your own pain. See, you don't need anyone or anything. The only thing that you need is God, who presents himself to us through his Ruach or the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit. That is all that is needed. So instead of depending upon something or someone outside of the self, we must make sure that we understand the things that we need to do in order to guarantee our success. See, don't try to fix it. You have to understand it. Let me say that again. Many people make the mistake of trying to fix a problem instead of understanding the problem. It is the art of understanding, because whatever you understand, you expect. And whatever you expect, you manifest. So any issue that you have in your life is because there is somewhere there is a misunderstanding of universal spiritual law. It is this misunderstanding of universal spiritual law that has caused all of my issues, all of my concerns, all of my problems, all of my, you know, doubts, all of my fears, everything in my life is the result of trying to fix something instead of trying to understand it. So you got a wife, but you're trying to fix your wife instead of trying to understand it. You got a job, but you're trying to fix your job instead of understanding. You got a car, you're trying to fix your car instead of understanding. You got children, you're trying to fix your children, you're trying to change them instead of understanding them. And we go through our entire life, we're trying to fix everything instead of trying to understand everything. So no matter how big or no matter how small, everything has value. Let me say that again. And this value is equal. So if you can understand what that means, let me try to put it to you in a different way. Everything has value. Everything has responsibility. So if I got a problem in my life, I could easily point to someone else and say they are the cause of my problem. And they may have something to do with that problem. But what is the causality? What is the seed? What is the spark that started the problem? What is the thing that started the fire? All problems exist inside of the self, and all solutions exist inside of the self. The scripture says it this way, that God has given you everything, not something, not half of the thing, but everything. So if God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, the question is, where is it? So, if we have it, where is it? Well, we don't understand it. We don't perceive it. We can't see it. So our perception is skewed or lost. So we got to first accept ourselves. We got to accept where we are. We got to forgive ourselves. We got to listen to ourselves. Then we got to retrain or reparent ourselves. So we got to create a loving environment for ourselves. So that way we can start to grow and start to blossom. Otherwise, we will find ourselves, or you will find yourself, in a place where you are overwhelmed and you're overstressed. And what's interesting about being overwhelmed and overstressed, or taking our feeling, now remember, it's all about feelings. You bring about what you feel about. One of the benefits of being a member of the Eagles Club is we also have our weekly group meetings. Being a part of a loving environment helps you to deal and uncover and talk about those sensitive issues inside of a group environment. And so these weekly group counseling sessions and meetings is another benefit of being a part of the Eagles Club. Now, again, just go to the website at masterteacher33.com, make a $25 donation, and so that way you can be included or become a member of the Eagles Club. We have a little small chat that we, if you're a member on Facebook, again, you can join us on Facebook in our chat group. It's very, very important, because no show from today on other than instructional shows will be done on Blog Talk, Spreaker, YouTube, any meeting any longer. Let me say it again. None of my teaching shows will be available on this venue any longer. Why? I've been underpaid, and I've been enabling. So I got 5,000 people listening. So the 5,000 people just on Blog Talk. I'm not talking about YouTube. Let me see. Now, I'm at on Spreaker. I got three channels on Spreaker. One of my channels on Spreaker, I got 4,750 listeners. So on an average show on Spreaker, you know, it's anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people that hear that show. So if just each one of the members that listened to that show gave $1, just $1. That's just on Spreaker. We're not even talking about Blog Talk. We're not even talking about YouTube. And I'm sitting here contemplating taking a job. Why? So if I got 50 books, 50, 50 books that I've written, this is why this is so important, brothers and sisters. So all my frustrations is because of who? Because nobody's buying my books? No, people are buying my books. So why do I not feel valued, loved, or respected? It's because I'm not asking and I'm not requiring people to value, love, or respect me. You say, well, Doc, you know, people should automatically do it. No, people do what they are required to do. Let me say that again. See, we're no different. We're all large children. You know, when I was raising my kids, it's amazing about kids will get away with whatever you let them do. They will do whatever you let them. Kids will do exactly what you let them do. Nothing more, nothing less. Adults are no different. Adults are just large kids. And so since I didn't ask none of my 5,000 members on Blog Talk, and then I remember the few times I did ask. I remember one show I did ask. I said, hey, if everybody donated $1, I think maybe, you know, I had a few people respond. But there was no requirement. There was no requirement. There was no accountability. There was no consequence. So let me ask you. You got a little Johnny, little Susie. You tell little Johnny, little Susie, little Johnny, don't touch that TV again. You know what the little Johnny's going to do? He's going to look at you. First, you're going to gauge and try to see how serious you are. And then you're going to inch real close to that TV. You say, Johnny, I said, don't touch that TV. And little Johnny's going to touch the TV, and then he's going to look at you. If there's no consequences for little Johnny touching that TV, guess what's going to happen every time you tell little Johnny, don't touch the TV? He's going to look at you, and the more you say, the more he's going to keep touching the TV. Why? There's no consequences for his actions. He knows you're not going to get up off of that sofa and do anything. There's no consequences for failing to abide by your requirement or your rule. Since there is no consequences to his failing to abide by your rules, guess what? Little Johnny is going to be happy as a lark, and so is everybody else. So all problems stem or the result because of and I failing to put in a system in place. And so that's what I'm doing now. And so I would encourage you to do the same process that I'm doing by go through the process of analyzing and finding what areas of my life do I feel overwhelmed, or do I feel stressed, or do I feel underpaid or undervalued, underloved, undercherished. And then I would highly recommend that you join me at the Eagles Club. Again, monthly dues, it's only $25 a month. $25 a month. Everybody can afford that. So that way you can continue as I break the series down of these seven keys. These seven keys are so important. I guarantee anybody that applies these seven keys to your relationship, it'll heal your relationship. Anybody that applies these seven keys to your financials, it will heal your financial problems. I'm living example. Anybody that apply these seven keys to your health, it'll solve every health issue that you have. Anybody that apply these seven keys to any area of your spiritual wisdom, again, it'll solve any spiritual problem that you have. These seven keys will be broken down in vivid detail starting this Friday for all of the members of the Eagles Club or anyone who, again, pays the full cost, which is $200. You get 50% off if you're a member of the Eagles Club. All of the weekly shows, again, are free. So tomorrow, we'll have another weekly show or weekly daily show. But these daily shows will no longer be available here on Blog Talk. They will only be posted and made available to the by email to the members of the Eagles Club. Now, I still will be using this channel to come on to let everybody know where I'm at. Because, again, everybody's not going to hear today's message. So once or twice a week until the word gets out that I'm no longer doing these didactic teachings here for free on Blog Talk, Spreaker, YouTube, Any Meeting, and these other venues. Why? Nothing in life is free. The law of equivalent exchange states, if you want to receive something, something of equal value must be given in the form of energy, time, mass, space, matter. The Bible says, give and it shall be given. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is given back or measured back to you. You see, my brothers and sisters, every problem that I have in my life is the result of me failing to ask. Every problem that I have in my life is a result of me failing to require you or someone else to do something. Every problem in my life is the result of me holding you accountable and setting in some type of consequences that if you don't do A, then you get B. If there's no consequences, why should anyone? I wouldn't do it either. And so whenever you allow someone abuse you, whose fault is it? Is it their fault for taking advantage of you? Or is it your fault for allowing them to take advantage of you? Only you can answer that question, brothers. Only you can answer that question. I know what the answer is for me. The answer is for me, it's my fault. It's my fault for allowing, for not asking, for not requiring, for not setting any type of a system in place. And if you examine your life, you will find that you have the same problem going on in your life. So now you have to reprogram yourself. You have to reparent yourself. You have to fix yourself first before you can ever think about fixing somebody else. You got to heal your own pain. And there are seven things that you must do in order to heal your own pain. There are seven things that you need to do to make sure that you are moving in the right direction. If not, my brothers and sisters, you're going to find yourself stagnating. You're going to find yourself standing still and maybe even digressing. So fix yourself first. How? Accept yourself. Forgive yourself. Listen to yourself. Retrain. Reparent yourself. Self-analyzation, my brothers and sisters. Don't try to fix it. Understand it. Once you understand it, then you can expect it to do what it was designed to do. Once you expect it to do what it's designed to do, you will manifest what it's designed to do. Stop trying to fix your wealth problem. Stop trying to fix your health problem. Stop trying to fix your wisdom problem. Stop trying to fix your relationships. Instead, understand them. Understand why you have a wealth problem. Understand why do you have a health problem. Understand why, and guess what? You got to ask why. Seven times. So this Friday, we're going to go seven layers deep in each one of those four areas. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the seven layers of in each area of your life, why problems exist in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Seven layers deep. Because if you don't go seven layers deep, because why seven is a number of completion, there's seven keys to restore, to rebuild, and to establish. Do you know what those seven keys are? My brothers and my sisters, again, please, this is really, really important because I would no longer be doing these shows for free. I know I'm a little slow. This is my fault because I've been allowing you to listen, and there was no requirement. I never asked, and if I did, there was no consequences. If you ask little Johnny to do something, there's no consequences. If he does not do it, little Johnny's not going to do anything, neither are you. It's human nature. My brothers and my sisters, again, please join me, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, or click on the link that says Eagles Club. Please, you can also go to my Eagles Club website, www.eagless. Eagles is spelled with two S's, eagless club.com. Again, join the Eagles Club. It's only $25. Once you join the Eagles Club, that $25, again, you get free access to all the shows that I'm talking about right now. You also get 50% off all of my seminars all of my books, all of my tapes, all of my products, all of my services. You also are able to join us for our group counseling sessions that we meet once a week. And you're also eligible for a one-on-one session with me if needed once a month. Again, that's just some of the benefits for being a member of the Eagles Club. Cost is only $25 a month. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I'm taking this to the next level. I hope that you guys join me, and hopefully you're taking your life to the next level as well. That's one of the seven keys to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. This is Dr. Will Rogers. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
Some people,
God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
They've been feeding us these tales, yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you've been saying.